guys, welcome back to another episode of When Life Gives You Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're not new, welcome back. Hi guys, it's October! Woohoo! Alright, so I was literally telling my mom because my personal motto is, if I have a bunch of episodes I haven't uploaded, there's no need for me to record. I have 5 episodes that I have not uploaded. I'm only uploading 2 out of the 5 because the other 3, I'm just like, dang, I was talking about this. First of all, I recorded those episodes in July. I don't even want to talk about them in October. They don't matter. They're not relevant. They were relevant in July, June. Ooh, wait. They were relevant in June. They were relevant in July, August, but they're not relevant in September, October because they don't matter anymore. But what does matter is my thought process today, my thought process now, my thought process at 9:17 p.m. while we're in the process of recording this episode. And I literally just wanted to talk to you guys about a love vibration, like vibrations. So there have been a few things that I have been doing with myself and my time, honestly. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. I've just been trying to find more things that I have satisfaction in, you know, just not like mindlessly scrolling and being on TikTok. I'm really big at taking like breaks off of like social media. I'm really big at just like deactivating my account, mainly because I feel like it's so important that I learn to disconnect from social media. I learn to disconnect from this virtual reality that I like and like allow to consume me. I feel like it's very toxic when you're just so focused and wired by social media. I feel like it doesn't bring any dopamine to my brain. It actually makes me want to like hit my head against the wall. So when I get into waves where I just feel like very brain dead due to my social intake, I like to take breaks. And just find other things that I enjoy. I've been learning a lot more to feel my energy into better things. I've been praying a lot more. I've been reading my Bible again. And I have like a lot of, not opinions, but I have a lot of experiences with a lot of things that past or present experiences, which changed the way I kind of go into a lot of things in the future. And one thing that I feel like I've been really focused on right now are like vibrations. And I've always just been like really big on that, like just energy in general, like not being so like, I guess like endowed with that like whole like heavily spirituality aspect. Like I feel like there's a big difference between spirituality and religion because they both can like deal with different things. I feel like most people who are spiritual spend a lot of time like meditating, and they spend a lot of time with like crystals, tarot cards. Like they're very invested into their energy. They're very invested into like, I know people who like to get in touch with their third eye, like just things like that. That's really not me. That's not the kind of wavelength that I'm on, but I am still and have always been very invested in energy, very invested in the soul, very invested in like the spiritual aspect of me. And for a very long time in my life, I have neglected my own spiritual health, which being in a health class, or I'm in an allied health class, and it made me realize how important for like the wellness and the growth and well-being of myself that it's so important that people do not neglect their spiritual health, you know? Rather you're a very religious person or a very spiritual person, I do feel like it's very important that you believe something or have some set of like, I guess, not morality, but some set of like spiritual guidelines. I'm quoting this. I know you guys can't see, but I'm in air quotes, like spiritual guidelines that you can abide by that give you a sense of like principle and foundation. I feel like that's a very good baseline to work yourself off of and the kind of person you want to become. So that's kind of my preface for this episode. That's kind of what I'm like getting into. Anyways, big person on just like really emphasizing on my spiritual health. And really big person on like energy. And I've realized that for a long time in my life, I've been really endowed and really invested in the energy of others. I've been really invested in like relationships. I've been really invested in feeling whole by this validation of other people unknowingly, you know, unconsciously. It's not like I'm actively doing everything that I can to be heard, seen, noticed by other people, or you know, feel validated by other people. It's just subconscious things that I've done, or just like things within my actions that I've done that it's taken me to have to sit back and analyze like what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and my reasoning behind it, even if I'm not consciously aware of why I'm doing some of the things that I'm doing. A lot of the things that I realized I do in my own life are very detrimental to what I stand for, what I believe, my own like self-image. Like, it really affects the way that I act with or treat myself. I feel like, to just put it out there, I make sometimes very impulsive decisions, and I feel like when you make reckless decisions and do things quote-unquote for the plot, and I'm like neglecting the aftermath of a lot of my choices because I'm trying to be like fun and for the moment, I just realized like that's not really a kind of lifestyle I want to live, especially if I'm a person who preaches on being intentional and intentionality. I feel like if I say like I'm being intentional and do things with a very unintentful purpose, that completely contradicts half of the things that I stand for. So my baseline right now, because I'm trying to focus a lot more on self-improvement and building myself up in the ways that I've destroyed myself unknowingly. You know, when you do make very impulsive decisions and do very reckless things without any like consideration, I feel like affects not only your relationships with other people, because when you're just doing things that seem fun and whatever in the moment, it can also affect your relationships with other people. It can affect your mind space. It can affect the way you think. It can just become a very like reckless and destructive path, and that's not really a path that I wanted to walk on. And so my goal has actually, like I just said, I'm feeling like I'm being repetitive, but my goal has been to emphasize self-improvement, because I feel like I've just not strayed away from that, but I feel like I haven't been as focused in on that. I try so much now to just fuel myself up. Like, I'm, to hit the subject of vibrations and energy, I am trying to work on like my energy, my like atmosphere, my aura, the kind of person that I am around other people, because I feel like it's just so much more gravitating to be around. I feel like it's more attractive, like not even in a sense of like physicality, it's just attractive. Like, it attracts better people, it attracts better things. Like, how do I phrase this? Like, I want to attract good things, so I'm working on my energy. Like, I'm working to build better energy, build better mindset, build better perspective. Like, I have to really like touch base with a lot of like my mindsets and mentalities and realize like some of these things just aren't good, you know? A lot of things that are so like popularized and like normalized, they're just not good. Like, having this very nonchalant mindset, like this I don't care mentality, is not good, because God did not make you as a human being with emotions to not care and to not feel things. Like, that is very important. It affirms the fact that you're human. It affirms the fact that you have feelings. It affirms the fact that you feel things. So I feel like trying to suppress all of those emotions counteract and contradict the whole purpose of you being human and having the feelings in the first place. Those are kind of mindsets that I feel like I'm like analyzing and realizing that this kind of mentality is unhealthy for me. This kind of mentality is unhealthy for the relationships that I'm building with people. This kind of mentality is a bad example for like myself, my sister, my family. Like, it's just not a good look. It's not something that I want. It's something that I want to stand for. And it's so easy to want to like shut down and become these kind of like hard body, hard shell type of person. Like, it's really easy when you're inconvenienced or you're undervalued or you're not being respected the way that you feel like you deserve to be respected. It's really easy to just be like, you know what, F everybody, I'm done. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be in a mindset where I just shut everybody out because of a bad experience. I've been really teaching myself that bad experiences do not equate and make everybody bad people. You know, just because I've experienced one person that was bad doesn't mean all people are bad. Just because I had one relationship that didn't work out doesn't mean all my relationships are not going to work out. I'm trying really hard to not identify one bad thing and make that all bad things. One thing I've dialed in on the fact too is I've literally analyzed a lot of my relationships. And there was one relationship where this is the only person I genuinely could say I had liked so much with every genuine bone in my body. I had the most genuinest feelings for, the most genuinest appreciation for. Like, oh my gosh, like, I've never seemed to feel within myself. Like, every time people were like, oh, I love this person, I love that person. Looking back at it, I don't think I've ever really loved any of the people that I've talked to. Like, loved, like, been in love. I think it's always been infatuation. I think it's always been attraction. I think it's always been like the chase. Like I think a lot of my relationships too have been built on the chase, like them chasing me or me chasing them. Like I feel like that's how a lot of things are based, or a lot of my relationships I've noticed have kind of dealt with like a lot of lust. Like it's just been a lot of like just like teen angst, I guess. Like teen just like I guess. But there's been one person that I've genuinely liked, and I've realized that within like a lot of my failed relationships that I don't have to keep searching for that kind of like fulfillment and likingness in someone else or people who just can't give that to me. Like, you know, I feel like everybody wants to be loved, everybody wants to be in a relationship, everybody wants to be liked, and it's so nice actually to like someone. I feel like one thing I needed to stop doing was chasing the feeling of what it felt like to like someone so much. What it felt like to be liked by someone so much. Or, you know, what it feels like what's it like getting a good night text, a good morning text. Like, I feel like at this point that where I'm in life is I don't want that from just anybody. I don't want to be like, I don't know, like I don't want to say like adored and like seemed attracted to by just anybody, because I feel like that's very inevitable. Like other people are going to admire me or admire you or admire and whatever in any way possible. It doesn't even have to be in a romantic aspect, but I've just learned that I have to kind of stop chasing this romantic thrill and kind of give these things to myself. It's really easy because I have like these love languages. Like I want to be appreciated, I want to be loved, I want to be valued the way that I love and value other people. So when I don't feel that way, or when I don't receive that in some of the relationships that I've been in, it's really easy for me to be like, you know what, I'm done with relationships, I'm done with people, I don't want to try this again. And I've learned that shutting myself down and shutting the way I love down is only hurting me. Like, that's not hurting anybody else. The way I act and treat myself and respond to things that go against my nature and the things that I'm so typically used to doing only affects the way that I respond in different relationships and different situations. I've started to counteract this with just treating myself the way that I want to be treated. I found out that if I treat myself with the love that I so seek out from other people, if I treat myself with the appreciation and the value and respect that I want from some of these people, like I'm like those things that are less to me aren't going to seem attractive to me. I don't know if that makes sense. Basically, the way I'm trying to word this is the more that I love myself, the more that I treat myself with respect, the more that I care for myself, and the more that I give to myself, when people offer me less, I won't want it, because it'll be like, I do this for myself. Like, I buy myself flowers. I take myself to get Starbucks every day. I sit there and I write affirmations on my whiteboard and tell myself how pretty I am, how much I love my own energy, how, like, in a very non-conceited way. Like, you know, I just like to daily affirm things within myself to retract any insecurity that may creep in on me. Like, if I can constantly affirm these things within myself, if I can constantly do these things within myself, then someone offering me the bare minimum will not be attractive to me. Someone who comes into my life when it's beneficial for them and leaves once they've gotten what they want from me will no longer have access to me. I've really tried to not beat myself up over people that I've allowed to have access to me who've had literally no right reason or deserving of having access to me. It's really hard to not be mad at yourself for some of the mistakes you make. It's really hard for me to not be mad at myself for being human, because there are some things where I just think like I should have known better and I shouldn't have done this, but at the same time, there's really nothing I can do about it. Like, how can I? It's more of a how can I go forward and not how can I beat myself up over this. I feel like this is a little bit of word vomit, and I hope in all my episodes, I really hope that they're cohesive, because that would be great. But I just feel like the frequency that I've been trying to be on, the vibration that I've been trying to be on, is a very big love vibration. Like, I've been trying to be more on a loving aspect, more on a loving basis, like just with myself, with my friends, with my family. And in a lot of times, like, I do feel very overwhelmed with the amount of love that's around me, because I'm trying to be more conscious and aware of the love that is in my life. You know, I'm not trying to find that love so much more in other people or in relationships. And when I do catch my brain going to like romanticizing the people in my life, like my friends, like say I'm friends with a person who is, excuse me, treating me in a friendly basis, I try really hard to not just romanticize my entire life with them. And I feel like it's really not hard to do that, but I feel like it's really easy to do that when you do want to find that kind of love. You do want to find that kind of relationship and security in relationship. But I feel like one thing I've learned so much and so like clearly is that I need to be giving that love to myself before I can give that love to anybody else. I feel like the most important thing is focusing on the vibrations you have with yourself and the way that you treat, respond, react, and care for yourself, because I feel like that sets a really big precedent for how other people are going to treat, respond, care, and respond towards you. I've learned that when I treat myself less, or when I settle for less, or when I accept less, that I typically am like, just stop letting things slide. When you just let things slide, that's when people notice. They're like, oh, okay. Like, she kind of felt some kind of way about that, but she let it slide. So she's gonna keep letting things slide. I have to learn that. I have to be very big with boundaries. I've always struggled with boundaries. I struggle being assertive with boundaries because I feel like when I have boundaries, they make me. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like when I have boundaries, they kind of make me feel bad. It makes me feel bad a little bit for having these boundaries and like not letting it makes me feel bad kind of telling people no in certain aspects, but then it makes me feel bad when people walk all over me. It makes me feel bad when people don't really accept my boundaries, and it makes me feel bad when people don't respect my boundaries. And I've always been one to say, like, if people don't respect your boundaries, they don't respect you and they have no business being in your life. But it's like a whole process with time. But I think when you become more assertive with yourself, more assertive with your boundaries, more assertive with, you know, what's around you, it what is the word? It, oh my gosh, it exemp no, it's not exemplifies, it amplifies the quality of your life. It makes the quality of your life so much better, because when you're so focused on this like love vibration with yourself, it makes you be on love vibrations with other people. It makes you realize too, like, everybody's going through their own like internal battle, internal struggle, internal whatever. Like, this is my internal war with myself. It's me against me, but it's me trying to find this version of myself that I'm most content with and that I'm most comfortable with and that I'm also most happy with, that doesn't just walk in this contradiction and this living contradiction. Like, I want to be this version of myself that not only amplifies like the love of God, the love of goodness, the love of people, the love of life. Like, I also want to be this person who, you know, brings joy, who brings laughter, who brings good character, who brings like the quality to other people's life. Like, I passed my permit test, and I'm really happy because I didn't really think that I would. I walked into that test like, kid y'all, not my stomach. I just had like this really big piece of anxiety. Like, I just felt very anxious. Stomach just started like getting butterflies. Like, I just felt very anxious mess, and I failed the first time. So going in, I was like, yep, definitely finna fail again. I had absolutely no faith, trust, or pixie dust in myself. Like, and it's really hard because typically I feel like I'm such a good test taker. I've always aced literally everything. So when I went into it the first time, I was like, I don't need to study for nothing. Let's just go in and wing it. Failed so bad. I literally got like probably 8 questions wrong within the first 6 minutes. I was like, welp. But I went in and I was like, towards the end, I started just stressing out, and I started getting like a lot of questions wrong, and I was like, I failed. They're gonna tell me to come back for the third time. And I clicked my question, and it said, congratulations, you passed. I was like, oh, God be the glory. Who did? God did. And I was literally like so thankful, because as I walk in and as I'm standing in line and as the lady's making me put my right thumb on the little blueprint thing, I was like, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Because even if I can't do it, God can. Like, even if it's not within my capability, within my power, even if I don't have that trust, faith, and pixie dust in myself, wait, faith, trust, and pixie dust in myself, I can have that faith, trust, and pixie dust in God. Because if I can't, God can. And even if I don't succeed, God still put me through it to learn from it. And the first time when I failed, I don't fail things quite often. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, I do apply to myself in many aspects, and I work really hard to achieve a lot of things. So in some ways, sometimes I get complacent and I learn that I can just rely on my own knowledge. But within that first time of my failure, God taught me that you're gonna have to continue to work for things and not just trust in on what you already know. You're gonna have to continue to build in on your knowledge. And so with that being said, to further this thought or this continuation of me being on this love vibration, I was like super excited. So I like tell my dad, we do a little like cheer, you know, we get excited, we leave. And I actually was like, you know what? Like, I was talking to my dad because we go to Ralph's, we get food, and then we go to Ralph's. I was like, I was like, can I buy myself flowers? Like, I have your 10. Like, I don't have a boyfriend or nothing, and I've always wanted flowers, so can I buy myself flowers? And then he was like, you don't need no man. I was like, okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for affirming that. And then we bought me flowers. I literally have these pink flowers, and my dad bought me flowers, and that makes me really happy. And then he gave me a hug, and then my mom took me out to dinner, and I was so happy. Like, I don't think I can explain how happy I felt that I have people around me to celebrate my accomplishments. Like, I told my friends were super happy. I told my sister, she said she was proud of me. I told my best friend, he said he was proud of me. Like, even just the words, like, I'm proud of you, like, excuse me, I'm proud of you, like, good job, like, that made me very happy. And I think, like, being on a love vibration doesn't mean, like, you never get sad, because through this experience too, like, I even experienced, like, a little bit of sadness, because I've talked about it on my podcast that my grandmother did pass away, and me and my dad are in the car. I tell him, I would have loved to tell, like, my grandmother that, you know, I passed my power test. I feel like she would have been so happy. Like, I've started to miss her. And it made me, like, it's a very bittersweet thing, because it made me think, like, I will no longer be able to, like, share my accomplishments with you. I will no longer be able to tell you about the good things that I go through, you know? I won't be able to be like, oh my gosh, I graduated high school. Oh my gosh, I turned 18 next year. Oh my gosh, like, I did this, I did that. Like, I will not be able to do those things. However, I still give glory to God, because I know that that beautiful woman, that beautiful soul is looking down at me on heaven and is like, I'm so proud of you. Like, I'm so happy for you. And that affirmed, like, that affirmed my, like, love for what's around me, because I know, like, dead or alive, unfortunately, like, I hate to put it that way, but dead or alive, like, there's still so much love around me. There's still so much love surrounding me. There's still so much, like, how to explain it, warmth that I feel, that I have people that I can bask in my accomplishments with. And I feel like, too, when you're very focused on that, you're very conscious of that, it makes you think, like, if I have so many people ready to celebrate my accomplishments, I want to be just as ready, just as eager, and just as excited to celebrate the accomplishments of other people. Just as eager and excited to celebrate the accomplishments of those around me. I feel like love vibrations and being on a love frequency, a love perspective, and a person who wants to love outside of themselves, I feel like it makes you ready to do things for other people. It makes you more selfless. That's something I'm overall trying to achieve. Like, it's very hard, because I feel like me as a person, I'm very prone, as any person, any individual, very quick to, like, complain, very quick to be like, oh, this isn't going my way, I'm done. Like, very quick to just see the glass half full sometimes, and I'm really making conscious efforts to see the glass making conscious efforts to see the glass half full. I feel like just my overall goal is being on a very big love vibration and loving so much of the life around me and the people around me. And I'm doing a really good job at removing things that just have no business being around me. Even though it's hard, because there are just some things that you think about or some things that are around you that you can't really control. Some things that irk the heck out of me that just aren't within my control. And I think, like, the biggest thing that I try to do to combat a lot of these things is remove myself from situations, revoke access to me from certain people, you know, realign myself with things. It's all about alignment. It's all about, like, really, it takes a lot of, like, perspective, takes a lot of, like, reflection and reminder. I feel like those are the three R's, but reminder of where you want to be and what you're trying to achieve and where you want to go, how you want to act, who you want to be, how you want to make your mark on other people. Very big thing. But also just do it for you. Don't do it. My biggest thing was like, okay, well, if I can't do it for myself, I'm going to do it for other people. But you should want to do it for yourself. You should need to do it for yourself, because you are all you have. And, you know, being a person centered in love, being a person centered in goodness, being a person centered on making other people feel good makes you feel good. Me just seeing that I make another person smile and laugh makes me feel good about myself. Like, I don't care, I could be having the worst day ever, and knowing that I put a smile on someone else's face makes my day feel a little bit better, makes me feel a little bit better about myself. Just hearing little things that my friends may say to me makes me feel really good. Be more conscious of the life that I live and the people around me and the things that are said and done to me make me feel good, and not personalizing every negative thing that happens to me, because life happens and you're meant to experience it. Don't personalize it. Don't take it to the soul. Don't take it to the heart. Don't take it to the ego. Take it as an experience and move from it. Like, I've been trying to rid the ego too, because that ego has detrimentalized a lot of things that are in my life. Like, there's no need. So that's really where my brain has been at. That's where my heart has been at. That's where my mind has been at. And I know this was a really long episode, but I've just been very passionate about the subject because I've been working really hard on the way that I'm feeling, perceiving, and reacting to a lot of things, and responding to a lot of things. And I'm really happy because I feel like within myself, like every day, slowly but surely, like I'm making progress, even when I feel like I'm not, even when I feel like it's easy to give up and it's easy to just, like, not rot, but just like abandon it when it feels too hard, because it's not easy not letting everything affect you and make you bitter. It's really hard to be very forgiving, and it's really hard to let go of some of the things that others have done to you and that you've allowed to be done to you. You know, I'm big on taking responsibility for the part of the pain that you inflict on yourself, you know, because I said, like, there's just some things you know better not to do that you just engage in and do anyways. So it's really hard to not be mad at yourself, and it's really hard to not mad at others. But it's a process, and it's important, and it takes time, but it's so worth it. And obviously, I'm still going through this journey myself. Like, you know, you're never ever going to master any of these things. You know, you're going to keep growing, keep living, keep going through experiences, and it's going to keep knocking you down and picking you up, but you're going to grow and learn, excuse me, from it at the end of the day. And that's all you can truly hope to ever do. And so that is literally where I'm at, where my brain is at, heart is at, mind is at. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. I love you all so much, and I will see you next week.